You're listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Chris Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. P-Rod. And you are listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
And welcome to All Action Sports Radio this week. We have a jam-packed show. We actually are going to mix things up. We're going to go back a little bit to the U.S. Open of Surf. It was an amazing finish by Alejo. But we're also in the middle of the X Games. That's going on. But I still want to get back to the U.S. Open of Surf because it was such a tremendous event that got marred by a riot, a mob scene. And if you were under a rock and weren't aware of what happened, eight people were arrested. There were fires. There were looting. There were robbing. It was mayhem after such a wonderful week. We here at All Action Sports Radio were broadcasting live from that event. And we happened to get out before it all went down. And I think there's no one better to talk about the U.S. Open of Surf than a man who actually was the host of the U.S. Open of Surf, and he's also our expert commentary on surf here at All Action Sports Radio, Ryan Simmons. He's on the line. Ryan, Brazil's Alejo Muniz, he won the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing. He's only 19 years old. Kolohe Adino, for me, stole the show. He was the runner-up. All measure, Alejo took that thing. You know, it was very tight, but Alejo won. It was a great event. Carissa Moore battled the hometown favorite, Courtney Conlogue, and that was a fantastic win. And then all hell broke loose. and instead of walking away with 3, 4, 5 days of tremendous Vans U.S. Open of Surf fun, all the world is talking about is this riot that went on right after the U.S. Open of Surf. Just put it in context for us.
You know, I just think it was, a handful of people that lack respect, and, you know, there was a lot of pent-up energy. I think that the whole weekend, like you were saying, was pretty crazy. It was one of the biggest U.S. Opens I'd ever been to, and I've been going to them since 1984, basically, 85. So I've seen a lot, and there were like over 100,000 people on Friday afternoon for the Matt Costa Modest Mouse concert, and I think from that point on, it just kind of went over the top, and a few ruined it for the many. And a great event, and you're right, the surfing shouldn't be overshadowed, because that final day, both those finals were absolutely unbelievable, down to the wire in the women's. I mean, Courtney could have got the score, she didn't, and hats off to Carissa, because she surfed insane all event and ripped in that final. It was tit for tat there, you know, and
Ryan, it was a narrow win. I mean, Carissa Moore narrowly defeated Courtney Conlogue. It was 16.0 to 15.27, and I think everybody was in a great mood after that, celebrating that great win for Carissa. And now people look back on it, and they're like, what? Carissa Moore, who? What about that guy who was taking a stop sign and running it through a shop window, which, you know, got blasted around the world?
Yeah, it's crazy the things that people want to focus on, but I guess that is just our society nowadays, you know, and I think the real surfers and the real fans are going to remember the event and what good surfing, and then obviously everyone else that's caught up in everyone else's stuff is going to worry about the riot, so I don't know. And
I've been going to the U.S. Open to surf for quite a number of years, too, but this is not unprecedented, you know, there is a history of
before.
Yeah, there's a history of violence that's happened at the U.S. Open to surf, and I guess if you look at, you know, the people who put it on, the police, the fans, the entire event, you know, it wasn't like people didn't know something like this couldn't have happened.
I always, having seen and been actually involved in the riots in 86, like literally I was 12 years old running right away from guys burning the lifeguard trucks at headquarters with tear gas exploding everywhere. So I'm always on edge when there's that many people down there at, you know, what I call my home break. I surf there every day, so I have a lot of sentiment towards Huntington Beach. And
you know, I know Doug Palladini. He's the vice president of Vans. He was on our show last week, and as well as James Lights, who's the vice president of IMG, who puts on this event. And people don't realize how hard they work. I take my kids to a Dodger game. It costs $400. I take my kids to the movies. It's almost $100. That event that they put on, it's free. They're giving away free drinks. They're giving away T-shirts. They're giving away music. They put on a live concert. It was great. It was fantastic. And the one crown jewel that the U.S. Open of Surf has gets marred by, like you said, a few people who are just out of their minds and don't give a damn about private property or humanity. So I don't know. We're going to have Ryan Herzog. He's the store manager from Easy Rider Bike Shop. And it's his shop that you see that iconic photo of a stop sign going through. And he actually wrestled with looters trying to save bikes at that store. He's going to be on a little bit later in the show. I want to thank you, Ryan, for coming on our show. And by the way, just for all our listeners out there, Ryan did a heck of a job at the U.S. Open of Surf, calling that surf event. You were phenomenal, man. When we started walking up in the morning and I heard your voice, you know, you just call it like no other. You know what, Ryan? I think we're going to start calling you the Vince Scully of surf.
Right on. I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you.
No, absolutely. You are the Vince Scully of surf, and you did a terrific job, and we're happy you're a part of All Action Sports Radio. Now, we'll talk to you next week. We're going to get ready. I think if I can talk out of turn with our producers here, we're going to try and get up to the Hurley Pro and broadcast live from there.
Let's do it. And yeah, and we've got Shopu coming up, so we got a lot coming up, and I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Ryan, thank you so much for being a part of our show today.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Now, we're not done here at All Action Sports Radio. We were live at the press conference for the kickoff of the 2013 X Games, which is leaving LA after 11 years. We also have BMX rider Steve McCann. We have motocross pro Chad Reed. And as I said before, Ryan Herzog, store manager from Easy Rider Bike Shop in Huntington Beach. And pro skateboarder Tom Schar, 13 years old, and going against living legends like Bob Burnquist. He's coming up on our show a little bit later. You want to be around for that, so don't go anywhere because we have so much more here at All Action Sports Radio. Now, one of the things that I found really interesting is we're in the middle of summer, and like I said, X Games is in full effect. We were there at the press conference. It's amazing. 11 years in L.A., and now they're leaving. And I saw a video last night that took me back. Nike Snowboarding is coming out with a new film called Never Not Part 1 and 2. And man, I started jonesing for winter. I mean, it's the end of July, the dog days of August, and I saw that video, that trailer for Never Not Part 1 and 2, and it had Nicholas Mueller, Gigi Roof, Jed Anderson, and these guys were just blowing it out. I was just thinking of snow in the dog days of August. But we're still here in August, and that means that the X Games is here. And listen, when you're down there and you get to see that event, it's gigantic. It's massive. I mean, there's events set up over here, skateboarders, BMX, motocross. It's just an amazing event, and it's leaving LA after 11 years. And you get a chance to meet guys down there, and we got spoiled. I've been spoiled. I've been able to meet so many of the riders because they're in my backyard here at LA. And one of those riders, I haven't met him yet. I didn't get to see him. He turned pro at the age of 16 back in 1999. He won gold at X Games 17 from BMX Freestyle Big Air and silver in BMX Freestyle for Vert. He double medaled in Vert and Big Air at each of the last two X Games, and it has become only the second rider to land a no-handed 900 in the Vert competition. He's doing it, and he's doing it well. The one and only Mr. McCann. How are you doing? Are you on the line?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm excited to be out in LA for the X Games, and I'm looking forward to the weekend ahead.
Now, listen, Steve. Steve McCann is an Aussie rider, if you can tell by his voice. And Aussie riders have always seemed to dominate the X Games. And one of the questions I want to ask you, and I sometimes ask different athletes in the action sports industry, do you ever kick yourself to know that you're making a living on a bike?
Man, it never gets old. I think about that all the time. You know, you wake up and you just feel blessed. You know, and you can't thank all the people that help you out to get here and make these things possible. It's surely not possible without your sponsors. And it's pretty rad to think about sometimes when you're just on the couch at home, just wondering what you're gonna do for the day, and you can do anything you want just to make your bike riding better.
Now, Steve. The X Games is what I call a one big hot mess, and it's in a good way. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of different things happening, and it appeals to a lot of different people. As you become accustomed to being a veteran on the pro tour, and you've been doing your thing, and now it's gotten bigger. You know, with Barcelona, Foz Day, whatever they had, and Munich, and now you're here in LA, and now they're moving to Austin. Other riders have kind of branched out. You know, like Bucky Lasik, he's now doing rally car. Dave Muir, you know, a veteran from BMX, has moved over to rally. Has anyone ever approached you about moving over to rally?
Mate, I'd love to, you know, with age comes the cage, right?
Yep.
No, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, I would love to do that in the future, but right now I'm still super focused on what I'm doing, and I definitely have many more years of offering a huge amount of, you know, efforts in BMX Vert and Mega Ramp, and, you know, whatever comes along with doing that stuff, if I get the opportunity, I'll definitely jump on it, but I love riding my bike, and that's still my main focus.
All right, we're on the line with Steve McCann, pro rider, BMX. He's in the X Games. And, Steve, I want you to hang on the line for just a minute. We're going to break, and our listeners, stay tuned. And we're back here at All Access Sports Radio. We're talking to pro BMX rider Steve McCann. And coming up later on our show, we'll be talking to motocross rider Chad Reed. Steve, over the break, I was talking to Steve about his frequent flyer miles, which have got to be absolutely amazing. It's exciting when the X Games branched out and they went to Munich and Iguazu. There you go. For you, an Aussie, traveling around the world, I know it is exciting, but does it ever get taxing for you?
No, I mean, it never gets taxing. I mean, the days you get a little, you start to think like that, you just start to, you know, thank your sponsors, like, you know, in Mongoose and all the people that support me. It's just it's a huge opportunity. And the days where you get a little like, wow, man, I'm tired, you just start to think that, you know, things are rad compared to how it could be.
In L.A., tell me this. This is 11 years L.A. You turned pro in 1999. They came here in 2003. It's been a mainstay. What has been your favorite moments about L.A., you know, being here?
You know, L.A. has been a pretty special place for me. I've had a lot of good moments here and gold medals, and, you know, I'll never forget those. I mean, you know, my first gold medal in Big Air was a super rad moment. And then, you know, I think seeing the loop in the Hot Wheels cars, that was pretty rad.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, and then, you know, the no-handed nine moment was really rad for me. It was just... you know, as much as, you know, people probably think it looks smooth and I didn't skip a beat, I was actually pretty scared when I did that, and it all came out the way I wanted. So those are just moments that you look back on, and you just, I'll forever remember those in L.A.
You're nonstop traveling. You tell me you got the Mongoose Jam coming up, and then you also got the Dew Tour. I mean, it's nonstop for you. When do you take a break?
After October.
After October?
Get ready for next year in Texas. So... but this weekend, the main focus is X Games. I'm on Friday night at 6 p.m. on ESPN, and it's going to be a good show, so make sure you tune in.
All right, Steve, for our listeners, before we get out, any special tricks up your sleeve for the X Games? Anything that's going to, like, just shock the world?
Oof, you never know. You got to tune in to ESPN on Friday night at 6 p.m. to see about that one. But I'm sure it's going to be a great show, and I know that everyone will enjoy it if they're watching.
The rumor has it that you're going to do a no-handed 1080 in the vert competition. Is that true?
Maybe. You never know.
Oh, just throwing a trick up there. Maybe we'll see it. Maybe we won't. Steve McCann, BMX rider, in the Los Angeles X Games for the final time. Thank you so much for being a part of All Access Sports Radio.
Thank you very much, Matt.
All right, here at All Action Sports Radio, don't forget you can subscribe for free by going to iTunes. And you can always email us here at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. And, you know, get a lot of emails from people. Be kind. That's all I can say. All right, X Games skateboarder Paul Rodriguez has left Plan B Skateboards after 8 years to start his own company. Now, this isn't old news. A lot of pro riders end up doing this. What is kind of shocking is that, you know, everybody thought Plan B and Paul Rodriguez were like glued to the hip. The last video they did was absolutely stunning. It was fabulous. I think this came out of nowhere. Paul Rodriguez was on Big Boy here, K-Rock, not K-Rock, 105.9. It's a hip-hop station here, Power 106 here in L.A., and he announced it to Big Boy that he was leaving Plan B and starting his own thing. And I was at the press conference for the X Games yesterday, and it pretty much sent shockwaves not only there but through the industry that he's leaving such a stellar company to start his own thing. We wish him lots of luck and good luck at the X Games. Here's somebody who knows innately about starting his own company and doing it his way. He's the owner and writer for 2-2 Sports, the most successful international writer of all time. 2004 and 2008 AMA Supercross champion. 2009 Lucas Oil AMA Pro Motocross 450 champion. Number one all-time in total podium appearances. 121 podiums and 164 starts. He's the first owner rider to win an AMA Pro Motocross race. He the 2009-2011 Motocross Sports Pro Racing Sports Person of the Year, and he is the first ever motocross rider ever awarded the status of knighthood. I'll give you 10 seconds to guess who that is. You're absolutely right. The one and only Chad Reed is on the line here at All Action Sports Radio. Hey, Chad, this is Wes. Welcome to All Action Sports Radio.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We are doing good, Chad. We are doing good. So you're in town for the X Games, right?
We're in town, yep. Actually out of the track right now as we speak and getting ready to get all prepped up. We haven't rode Supercross since May, so should be a good change of pace for us.
Now, you like I said before in your intro, you're the owner and writer for 2-2 Motorsports. How important is an event like the X Games for you as an owner?
As an owner, it's just nice. I mean, X Games get a lot of love on TV, and hopefully we'll be at the pointy end and trying to contend for the race win. So I think overall it'll be be a good experience for me. And it's been a while. I think maybe like 2008 or something like that was the last time I competed in the X Games. So I'm excited to get back out there and see the crew.
I think all the fans are excited to see you out there competing in the X Games. Now, this course is not like the standard course. If people go on YouTube or they check out the X Games website, they'll see the course outline. For you as a rider, is this something that you like? Is it intimidating, or is it a challenge for you? To jump into something, that's different.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally different. I mean, our current season, we're racing outdoors. We're, in a massive field. It's a fast track. But this course that we raced on this weekend is something that I grew up with. In Australia, we do it completely different than we do here in the U.S., where, mm-hmm. At 12 years old, you start riding arena cross races, and then you kind of, typically do those, maybe four or five, a year. So for me, it's kind of like going back to my roots and riding some small tracks. So I've never rode inside the Staples Center, so I'm excited about that. Huge Laker fan, so I think it's been the experience.
Well, Kobe's going to be there. Kobe's going to be there.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, he always shows up at the X Games with his kids, and he always gets these primo seats, and they always introduce him. So I'm sure you'll be able to get a chance to either meet him or see him during your event.
Yeah, it'd be great. I mean, big hero of him for sure.
And you'll definitely notice if you put his number on, you put his jersey on while you do your run.
it'll come down to my knees, but other than that, it'll be cool. But yeah, so I'm excited. I mean, X Games is a great event. It's hectic for us. I mean, it's always in the middle of our other series. So like I said, just change of pace and something fun, and hopefully we can come away with a gold medal.
Well, we wish you luck and hope you do come away with a gold medal. Now, come down to the X Games and. There's not a lot of your counterparts that come through and do an event like this. Is it not looked upon as, can they get in? I know it's an invite. Were you invited, or did you ask to be a part of it?
Yeah, X Games is it's an invite only. Obviously they kind of go through the list of people that have done X Games before and had success at X Games before, and then obviously try to you know, get some of our current, you know, champs and past champs of our sport. Like I said, I mean, we're in the middle of a completely different series. It's a completely different style of racing. So, from what I hear, not a lot of the regulars are going to show up, but, I think for the people that are going to show up, I think it'll be, you know, a good experience. You know, a few people that have won X Games before will be there. So, yeah, I mean, overall, I think it's going to be a great event.
All right, Chad, I got a couple more questions for you, some sent in by our listeners via email. If you can stand by, we're going to break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to All Action Sports Radio, and we're on the line with Chad Reed, motocross legend, and he's participating in the 2013 LA X Games. And we're back here with All Action Sports Radio, and we're on the line with the owner and rider for 22 Motorsports, Chad Reed. Chad is participating in the 2013 LA X Games. Chad, have you had a chance to check out the course yet, or they allowed you guys to practice?
No, I don't even know if the track's all completed yet. You know, our event's not on until Saturday, so we're actually out here prepping for it in Corona. So, yeah, I haven't seen the track, I haven't seen the facility. So looking forward to seeing that on maybe Friday.
Hey, Chad, is there anything special you have to do to prepare for this type of course? I know you said you kind of grew up on this kind of course, but is there anything, I mean, for me, and I think for our listeners, you know, you've been in outdoors, you've been in Supercross, and you've been focused on that. Now you have to switch gears, like you said, in the middle of your season. So is there anything you have to do to prepare or practice to get ready for an event like this?
For us, I mean, biggest thing for me is just preparing. You know, I haven't rode on anything, you know, close to this kind of course since May. So it's been a few months. So basically just kind of get back into Supercross, brush up on the skills a little bit, you know, see how the bike is when we left it off in Vegas in May, and maybe tweak on it a little bit, because the course is going to be really tight and really explosive. So, you know, we'll probably have to make adjustments to that. But for the most part, you know, the body and the mind, you know, gets back to it, you know, pretty fast. So, yeah, like I said, it's just going to be neat, change of pace for us, and yeah, kind of just be more explosive in a really short track. So start's going to be everything.
Awesome. Now, before I let you go, Chad, how's the body shape? How's your body holding up?
Yeah, body's coming along. It's been a rough 2013, to be honest. So,
yeah.
You know, a gold medal would definitely be the highlight. So, you know, we're prepping for it and trying to put ourselves in that position. Body's coming around. We're getting stronger every week. So, yeah, hopefully it's our time this weekend.
All right, good deal. Hey, Chad Reed, thank you so much for being a part of All Action Sports Radio, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck going forward, and I hope you get the gold, my man.
Hey, cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio.
Okay, bye.
You can always check us out on our Facebook page. You can go to All Action Sports Radio and our website for any episode of All Action Sports Radio that you miss. Our archives are at www.allactionsportsradio.com. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, All Action Sport, no S. Now, I told you earlier in the show, we talked to Ryan Simmons. He was the host of the U.S. Open of Surf, which we were there live last week. And people have to, let me put this in context for you. The Vans U.S. Open of Surf represents the fourth of only eight ASP Prime-rated events for the year 2013. It draws the best surfers in the world, literally in the world, and it's web-streamed, and we did it live. So, you know, when we did it, it went to all our radio stations across the country. They do a web stream that reaches millions of people. It's considered the biggest youth cultural festival here in LA County, Los Angeles, Southern California, and it's in Huntington Beach, Surf City, USA. Goes on for 1 week, 8 days, and this was the 20th anniversary. And the only thing people are going to remember is a mob scene, violence, a riot, and they're not going to talk about the live concert. They're not going to talk about Modest Mouse, The Faint, and all those wonderful things that happened during that week-long festival where it was free. Like I told you before, I take my kids to a Dodger game. It costs $400. I went to that thing. I had a blast. You could take your family, and it was wonderful. And the one thing you take away from it after it's all said and done is this iconic photo, whether it's the downfall of humanity or you want to celebrate that kind of violence. These guys taking a stop sign and ramming it through a storefront window, which I think is balls on disgusting. You know, it's the worst. And we, our crack staff here at All Access Sports Radio, we tracked down the manager of Easy Rider Skate Shop, Ryan Hartzog, the Easy Rider bike shop down in Huntington Beach, was at ground zero for this outbreak of mob violence. And he's on the line right now. Ryan, welcome to All Access Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. My name is Wes. I'm your host here at All Access Sports Radio. And we were down there. We were able to get out before the violence erupted. But if I can just go to something I read in the paper, Ryan, that you said. You said the employee stayed in the shop, keeping the doors locked and the lights off, but then armed themselves with wrenches and bike seat posts when they saw people outside pull down a stop sign. Now, that has got to be terrifying.
Yeah, that was a little intense. A little intense.
Now, Ryan, can you take us into, now, they called you. Again, Ryan Hartzog, he's the store manager for Easy Rider Bike Shop. And you see this photo. It's on the front page of the LA Times. And this guy has a stop sign, and he's ramming it through your storefront window. You weren't there. You got a phone call from your employees, right?
I got a phone call about 7:30, and it all happened around 8:30.
And what did they tell you?
Because I just got back from the river, because me and my girlfriend just tried to get out of town, you know,
mm-hmm.
just because all the people, the chaos and all that. And we got home about 6 o'clock, and then one of the other guys in the shop said, "Hey, I think there's a riot happening downtown. We're going to close the store." And I was like, "All right, is there any way I could drive down there right now? Do I have to walk? Do I have to skate? What do I got to do?" He's like, "I think you could drive. Just come down." So got down there, put myself right in the middle of it, and barricaded ourselves inside the store.
Ryan, just so our listeners can put it in perspective, I'm on the line with Ryan Hartzog. He's the store manager for Easy Rider Bike Shop down in Huntington Beach, ground zero for the riot. Ryan, what were they doing that made your employees so frantic? You know, were they like staring in the window? Was there a crowd gathered around your shop? What led up to this kind of violence?
Well, they had closed Main Street for the weekend of the finals. So we knew, like, everybody's going to be traveling up and down Main Street. So I guess they noticed everybody on the second block, because we're on the third block.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on the second block was just gathered around in huge crowds. And you could see the tear gas or rubber bullets or whatever's being fired. You could see all that happening. You knew it was going to be pushed towards our store.
Unbelievable. Hey, Ryan, stand by. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back. We're on the line with Ryan Hartzog, manager of Easy Rider Bike Shop. And you listen to All Action Sports Radio. We'll be back. All right, we're back here at All Action Sports Radio, and we're on the line with Ryan Hartzog. He's the manager of the Easy Rider Bike Shop down in Huntington Beach, which was ground zero for the riot that was the aftermath of the U.S. Open. Now, Ryan, take our listeners through when they started rocking that stop sign, which I find pretty incredible that they were able to get that out of the ground. What were you guys thinking you got this big plate glass window, you can look outside, and all of a sudden there's a big crowd in front of your store, and these guys are like yanking on a stop sign. Take us through it.
Well, first, we heard the stop sign hit the ground, and we thought that was the glass breaking, so we all ran from the back to the front. And as we're running to the front, Bert was already halfway to the window, and Bert jumped in there right as they pulled one bike out, and he grabbed that other bike and just turned it a big old game of tug of war. Well, our other guy, Nico, that works at the shop, Nico Marino, he's holding Bert's arm, holding him back, and we're holding Nico back, and everybody's just standing there with wrenches yelling, "This is our store, get out of here, beat it," you know.
Okay, Ryan, where were the police? When you called 911, what did they say?
Well, there was just, all the police were just in a line, just coming up Main Street.
But was there any kind of police presence at all while this was happening?
Not directly in front of the shop. No, I'd say they were still about half a block down, or maybe even a full block down.
Now, tell us, were these kids or were these adults? I mean, like men. I mean, you know what I mean? When I'm down there, you see a lot of young kids, obviously,
yeah,
junior high,
kids.
High school. Were they kids, young kids, 12, 13?
No, I'd say anywhere from like 16 to like 25 tops.
Yeah, and yeah. Now this thing that really pisses me off. Anybody you know, like in that crowd, you know, I went to high school with that guy. That guy comes in my store. I know that guy. Was anybody like that? Did you see wrecking your own place?
No, I haven't seen or heard anything from anybody local yet. I mean, nobody that I know or anything. Just the people I know were in the store. They were in front of the store, locking arms, you know, really trying to save the shop.
You know, and I find that fascinating. You said that six local residents, you know, helped you guys. You interlocked your arms in front of the store and wouldn't let these people loot the place.
Right. Like, I'm looking out the window from inside, and I could just see people saying, "Stand back, stand back." And they started grabbing arms together, like, right in front of the broken window. Surprisingly, it worked.
You're the store manager. Who's the owner of the shop?
His name's Jason Hilbert.
And what was Jason's reaction? Did he give you guys all, like, raises, take you guys out to McDonald's? What did he do?
He's going to be taking care of us and the entire community that's been helping us, too. Definitely.
Good.
We're gonna get something planned.
Did you feel like there was a moment where your lives were in danger? Did it ever get to that level of violence where you felt like maybe, you know, it wasn't worth the risk and just get the hell out of there?
Definitely. Definitely. Because it could have been so much worse. I consider ourselves lucky. If we weren't even at the store, if this would all happen an hour later after we closed, you know, the store could have been on fire.
Could have been way worse.
People could have totally stampeded in. You know, we had our girlfriends inside the store as well, and you know, it could have went really bad.
Well, Ryan, we're glad it did not go bad. I know our staff were really proud of you and your staff and the people of Huntington Beach for standing your ground. And good luck going forward. And, man, you know, I might just come down with my kids and buy a bike.
Yeah, all right. We'll hook you up.
All right. Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you for being part of All Action Sports Radio. All right. We'll be back more. I think we have and we will have the amazing 13-year-old Tom Char, who is battling the Giants of Vert at the LAX Games. Coming up. And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio. And that was a great interview with Ryan Hartzog, the manager for the Easy Rider bike shop down in Huntington Beach. It's got to be terrifying. All those people there ready to rob, loot, and maybe cause you bodily harm. And those guys stood strong. So kudos to the people of Huntington Beach for standing their ground against rioters and looters. I bet you the X Games are on notice right now. They're terrified. We do have interviews coming up live from the X Games with who do we got? Oh, Chris Deepak, the vice president of ESPN, the X Games, he'll be on. We also have Ronnie Renner, motocross rider, holds the record for a step up, 47 feet. And we also have an interview coming up with Mr. Bob Burnquist, Brazilian, vert extraordinaire. And this is the guy he has to face, Bob Burnquist, who's a veteran skater, been around forever. He's going against the youngest ever X Games gold medalist. He's the first skateboarder to land a 1080. That's three spins in a row. He is the youngest skateboarder to successfully land a 900, and I love this. Tony Hawk, you know, his fame to claim was the 900 and a good friend of ours, but he said it was the hardest trick he's ever done, but it was easier than he thought. I wonder what Tony had to say about that. He's on the line, the one and only Tom Char out of Malibu, California. Tom, you're 13, baby. Did I wake you up?
Sorry, what?
This is Wes, your host here at All Action Sports Radio. Did I wake you up?
No, you didn't.
you're up and at 'em, right? And now,
yeah.
Now, Tom, you are getting ready for the X Games. You had a chance to practice going in. You're a young gun. You're going against some veteran guys, man. Andy McDonald, Bob Burnquist. What's it like?
Crazy because these are the guys that I've looked up to my whole life growing up skating, and now that I'm competing against them and just skating with them is really kind of crazy.
You're the youngest person to ever win an X Games gold medal at the tender age of 12. Now that you're at 13, are we looking for a repeat?
Hopefully. I'm trying, but it's hard to beat Bob.
No, it's not. I beat that guy in a pipe many day. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, I know Bob for a very long time, and I think the difference between your ages is pretty remarkable, and the fact that he's still competing and that you're at the very beginning of your career. Is there anything that you do, that you see that he does, that you think, wow, I can do that a little bit better?
No, I mean, I didn't really know I was, walking when I was a kid. When I watched skating, I was just watching skating, and I thought it was really cool, so I started, and I was four when I started, and I didn't really think about becoming pro or anything like that, but now that it's happened, it's just
You just let it happen. We're talking to Tom Sharp, 13-year-old vert skater who's competing in the LA X Games. Hey, I heard you got a new TV show coming out, Break It Down with Danny Way. Is that true?
Yeah, that was a really fun show. I liked that. It was really cool hanging out with Danny, and it was pretty fun.
And it's on Disney XD, right?
Yeah.
And what do you do? Is this part? Are you a character, or are you just doing your regular life?
I'm a character in the show, and I guess I'm kind of like a regular life, but it's me and him just doing some stuff, and just, I guess, us being ourselves.
Just being yourself. Well, Tom, you sound like a wonderful guy. I haven't met you yet, but I'm looking forward to meeting you this year at the X Games. We wish you a lot of luck going forward. Do you have anything up your sleeve that we should be looking for, our listeners should be watching for during the X Games?
I got a few tricks that I really want to do, and, it'd be really cool. Just, tune in and watch it. It should be a good contest this year.
Well, we're looking for you to get the gold, and we're hoping that good things happen. And we'll see you then, all right?
Sorry, what?
We will see you at the X Games.
Yes, I will be there. Should be fun.
All right, Tom Sharr, vert skater extraordinaire. All right, Tom, thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Wes here for All Access Sports Radio. I'm standing here with the Vice President of the X Games, Chris Deepak. He's been here how many years?
Well, we've been in L.A. 11, but I've been with the X Games 19 years.
19 years, 11 of them here in Los Angeles. Are you sad to go?
I'm a little sad. You know, we all love L.A. L.A. is beautiful, and the weather's always sunny and shiny, and there aren't any mosquitoes, and there's no humidity, and it's the home of action sports, and everyone gets action sports, and they understand, you know, when to clap, you know, and when not to, and the industry is all here, and so I'm a little sad, but I'm also looking forward to the future.
All right, you've seen it all. I mean, from the very first and to now 2013. What has been your fondest memory here in LA these past 11 years?
You know, I have so many. Honest to God, every year has something special, but I think the year we went to the Coliseum, that was really cool. Deegan and Pastrana dueling in the Coliseum. I remember standing there going, wow, this is a venerable, you know, historic building here. And we finally made our way to the point where we're actually in this building. I remember, you know, surfing. We had surfing for a couple of years. I remember, you know, being out in Huntington Beach and then going down to Puerto Escondido and with surfing. And those are great memories as well. You know, a lot of the electric goosebump moments. Travis's double back, obviously, like I still get goosebumps thinking about that and remember where I was standing and who I was hugging and then when he pulled that thing off. So yeah, it's just so many of them.
Hey, final question here at All Access Sports Radio for Chris Deepak. Chris, what's the one thing you're going to miss out of all this, you know, Hollywood, you know, the athletes, you know, LA, what's the one thing you're going to miss the most?
Sunshine, no humidity, and good sushi.
I thought he was going to say the girls. Hi, this is Wes with All Access Sports Radio. This is Wes with All Access Sports Radio. I'm here at the X Games 2013 in L.A. with the one and only legendary Bob Burnquist. Now, Bob, earlier in a press conference, I asked you the question, as the most decorated medalist in X Games history with 25 gold medals, where are those medals? Are they just all around your house? Are they on the lawn? I mean, you know, where are they?
They're in a spot behind my office there, and they are they're 25 medals and not all gold. I got 12 gold, which is I'm pretty stoked on, and I wasn't keeping count. I mean, when it came up to like the record, people were telling me it was coming up to it. So it's just a number, and they're just medals, and it feels good to be successful. But you know, there's a lot to do, and I'm no not even close to being done.
Thank you, Bob. You're welcome. All Access Sports Radio. Good luck.
So that's the part of our show where we like to thank our guests today. We had a jam-packed show. Ryan Simmons, I want to thank you for being a part of our show. BMX rider Steve McCann, motocross pro Chad Reed, and Ryan Herzog, store manager for Easy Rider Bike Shop, and pro skateboarder Tom Sharr. And of course, we want to give a big shout-out to Chris Deepak from the ESPN X Games, Ronnie Renner, and Bob Burnquist. I want to thank our crew, Soy Sauce Media, Scooter, intern Jeff. You're doing a great job, man. And, of course, inspiration. I want to thank our fans for listening to All Access Sports Radio. We'll see you at the X Games. Go have a killer week now.